Hello, 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 world. This is your host, Talia the Mogul, for another episode on the Talia the Mogul podcast show. First of all, I want to apologize. I know it's been, maybe 2 days since I posted my last podcast episode here, but I have been super busy. You guys have no idea. I have so many amazing things in store lined up, and I am ready to launch quite a few things here pretty soon. So definitely stay up to date on what I'm doing. You can follow me on Instagram at Talia the Mogul, or you can also add me on Facebook, Talia Coleman, as well as hit me up on Twitter, I_am_greatness. And you can follow me on there for updates as well. Be sure to check out my website too through my talent agency, which is www.colemanallstars.com. I'm going to be rebranding the site. So as of right now, if you go on there, you'll see a lot of old content. So I'm in the process of rebranding. So definitely just make sure you guys stay up to date on those platforms as well as here on my podcast. And you will stay up to date on everything that is going on with Talia the Mogul. So I want to talk a little bit about those pretend supporters, right? Those people who rally behind you as if they support you publicly, when really they're hating on you secretly. And I have a hunch that, you know, quite a few of these people are around me, but, you know, over time, people's true characters and colors eventually reveal themselves, so I don't have to really tug too hard or, you know, bring that out of people. They usually reveal themselves. But just wanted to put it out there that not everybody that's around you that is supporting you or that seems to be supportive of you is actually for you. Because what will happen oftentimes is these people, they are simply supporting you because they think you're going to make it or you might make it. And so they're kind of hanging on to your coattails just in case you do, right? I know there's plenty of quote unquote friends of mine that have unfollowed my talent agency Instagram page, and they've unfollowed me on Twitter, and then later on they've refollowed or re-added me or whatever, because they'll see that I start posting consistent content. And I think that's the consistency is really what pulls people in general. But to me, if you are a true friend, you will support me no matter what, whether I'm having an up or a down, whether I'm having speedy, consistent moments, or whether I have some slight delays or, I guess, slow moments of posting anything. And also keep in mind, just because you don't see people posting stuff does not mean that they're not doing anything. And also on the flip side, just because you see a lot going on their social media doesn't mean that's all that's going on with that person, right? Me personally, again, I know I told you guys this before, but everything you see on my social media, that's really just scratching the surface of what's really going on and a lot of the blessings that are bubbling beneath the surface. So anyway, I don't want to make this about me. Those supporters, right? Those quote unquote supporters, you have to be very wary of. And it's hard to really pinpoint them because they come off as, you know, such avid supporters. I love what you do, man. I'm your friend, I'm your homie, you know, fam till the end. But like I said, there are going to be certain situations that's going to happen along the way that will eventually reveal these people's true characters and colors. So you never have to worry about trying to pull anything out of anyone. If you, you know, follow spirit, you align yourself with the universe, and you just really pay attention and trust your intuition, you'll see it all unfold very quickly, actually, because spirit will also make sure that you get certain signs before it's too late. But it's up to you to trust those signs and to act on them, cut people off, stop talking to certain people, etc. accordingly. So it's really ultimately up to you what you decide to do and what kind of energy you decide to involve yourself in. But anyway, make sure that you're very careful about who you let into your circle. Me personally, I'm very selective about who I decide to be around because people's energy speaks to me more than their words and even their actions do, especially these days. So, you know, I try to make sure that I am always listening to my intuition. I'm always listening to what my heart and what my gut is telling me. And I just, you know, I've grown to act more impulsively on those instincts because they're always right. You know, as much as I want to sit up here and say, you know, oh, that time it was wrong, that I can't say that. Because each and every time I've tried to ignore it or resist because I try to see the light in everybody, I see the darkness that I was warned about from the very beginning. So just be careful, you guys, about who you let in your space because, you know, not everybody has the best of intentions for you. Some people just want to ride your coattails just in case you make it. And those people will eventually be sought out on their own. So there's no need to force anything out of anyone. All right. So this is your girl, Talia the Mogul. I want to keep these short to keep you guys engaged. I know everybody's attention span is pretty much shot to hell this day and age with social media and so many other things going on simultaneously that we have instant access to. But I wanted to put that out there. You guys be very, very, very careful. All right. We're talking about your energy. We're talking about energy that will determine if you succeed or fail in life. So, again, this is Talia the Mogul. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of my podcast. We're going to call this segment No New Friends. How about that? Very fitting, right? I hope you guys are enjoying an incredible new year so far. And I will talk to you guys next time. This is your host, Talia the Mogul, for the Talia the Mogul podcast. Peace, love, and light.